What's up, everyone? Mark Lobliner, TigerFitness.com. Lost my voice. I wanted to do this video earlier, but finally got it back enough to do this video, and it's going to be a doozy. So, it finally happened. Cali Muscle has blocked me on Instagram. But what Cali doesn't understand is I have a lot of other accounts, and people send me his stuff. So regardless, this man who challenged me to debate live, I went on his live and accepted the challenge for him to say he's not going to debate me. Cali, man, you could block me on Instagram, but you couldn't block penis while you were in prison. Cali, you are the definition of a baby back bitch. As much as I would like to play video of what Cali has said in this video, Cali has actually gone and put a strike on Kenny KO for simply sharing fair use stuff. Now, I will say, if Cali did that to me and got me a strike on YouTube, I would sue him and I would keep him in prison until he runs out of the little bit of money he has left. But I just don't want that smoke. I don't want to spend the money either. I like keeping my money. I like having all this cool shit. So I'm just going to keep this kosher. I might put a couple still shots in here, but I just want to call out Cali for being the little bitch he is and exposing him for being the scam artist he's always been. Not only has this man built his career by claiming natural when it was apparent to everybody he wasn't natural, but hey, people bought it anyway because why not? Innocent till proven guilty. It's literally the American way. So then he does this. Then the man not only took a little bit of drugs, he took so many drugs that he had something called a widowmaker heart attack. Then he goes and he blames the widowmaker heart attack, not on the mukbang videos, not on the copious amounts of steroids, insulin, and everything else he did, but he blames it on, get this, protein powder and creatine. Now, I'm all for if you're like, that's really what you believe. But if Cali Muscle believed that protein powder causes heart attacks, would he be collaborating right now with C.T. Fletcher, a person who works with me, collaborating with C.T. Fletcher, doing videos with him? I hope to God, because he's a man of God, he says now, that he spoke to C.T. and told C.T. what a horrible person he is. Because not only does C.T. represent a company that has a protein powder, Ambrosia Planta, my brand, I'm a co-founder of that brand, but C.T. Fletcher has his own flavor under that protein powder, the chocolate caramel candy bar, which is absolutely delicious. But Cali didn't do that because Cali doesn't believe what he said. Cali's a lying grifter. Cali will go wherever the money will go. Case in point, imagine charging people $50 to share an Instagram story on an Instagram page that gets no engagement. That's what Cali Muscle is doing now. But he took the post down because he got so much hate about it. The guy is a pay-for-play, gay-for-pay scumbag. Cali, again, the debate offer was there. I'll debate you with no damn voice. I'll debate you with my pants off. I don't care. But the bottom line is, Cali, you're a studio fucking gangster. You went to prison because you're even a lousy criminal. Good criminals don't get caught. I did my dirt as a kid. I have no record. And look at me. I'm not selling story pieces for $50. In fact, if people tag me with good shit on Instagram, I simply click, boom, share it to my story, and boom, it's free because I'm not a broke bitch. Cali, I'm going to keep calling you out because you went after my livelihood. You said that protein powder causes cancer and heart attacks. You said that creatine, despite all the data that apparently your dumbass can't read, causes deleterious health effects. But you never retracted those statements. So until you come on here You apologize. You did specific videos calling me out for giving people cancer because I got skin cancer because you can't tell. I'm white as hell. My people just get cancer. It is what it is. They chopped it out. I'm good. I'm good to go. I'm crushing it. But you used it against me. And for that, Callie, I'm not going to be the bigger person. I'm not going to let it go. And yes, I am a busy man, but I will make time to hold you accountable for all of the scam artist, reprehensible bullshit you do. You are a shit stain on the supplement industry. You are a shit stain on the fitness industry. You are a shit stain on the planet Earth. Karma is a bitch. And until you repent for all the lies you said, I am going to hold your ass to the fire every fucking minute of every fucking day. If you so much as fucking slip a little bit, a little block on Instagram isn't going to work. Callie Muscle, we used to be boys. We trained together. We were jovial. And then you succumbed to your ego. Because everybody's saying how awesome you are, how big you are, how strong you are. And it got to your head. And you thought you were invincible. So you just kept taking more drugs, more drugs, more drugs, more mukbangs, more health problems. It caught up to you. And I sent you a message that very day. And I said, man, I'm praying for you. I hope you're okay. And then a week later, you did a video trashing everything I've spent my life doing. Health, fitness, helping people with diabetes, with health problems. You know how many people messaged me back when I owned Syvation that when they were in cancer treatment, when they were in chemotherapy, that my branch chain product was the only thing they can ingest to prevent catabolic effects of cancer, of chemo? I literally, during 2020, when you were out with your mask on, going to McDonald's, harassing employees with Big Boy, while you were doing that, I was online fighting against lockdowns, fighting against mask mandates, being shadow banned on every single platform. Callie, I've put my money where my mouth is. When the COVID vaccine mandates came down, I turned down millions of dollars in sales to a large grocery chain because they mandated the vaccine for their employees. This was in late 2021. Callie, you are a grifter. You stand for nothing. And you just need to apologize. If you apologize, this all goes away. I'll even delete all these videos. But until then, because you came after me, now you have the audacity to block me. Bitch, you can't block me. You're not a gangster. You're not hardcore. You're sad. You're a sad, sad person. And I hope that one day you realize that and you come about and you say, hey, I messed up and I apologize. And then we could be boys. I will literally take a bullet for you if you do that. But you keep going further down the abyss. You keep sinking further and further and further and getting griftier and griftier and griftier and scamming people to make millions of dollars as an online influencer. Does a multimillionaire sell Instagram stories for $50 a pop? Might as well be in a glory hole at a fucking rest stop. That's some real shit right there, man. Callie, it ain't over. Until you say it's over, stop this grifting. Join the good side. And please, don't drag others down with you. Okay? And if you do think protein is poison, have some ethical consistency. Tell CT what you told me. Tell CT that he's causing cancer. Tell CT that he's causing heart attacks. Tell CT that he's killing and poisoning children. The man has his name on a protein powder. But you won't, because you don't mean anything you say. You're a shitty grifter. You should be ashamed of yourself. should be ashamed of everything you've done. You should be ashamed of lying about your drug use. You should be ashamed of scamming people now for Instagram stories. You should be ashamed of reporting Kenny KO, because that's a real bitch move. Quite a gangster you are there. Sound like a litigious gangster to me. Callie, please. You were once a great man. I still look back on that day we trained together. It was one of the most fun days I've ever had. But then the fame got to your head. Your brain got too big for your body. Your ego got out of control. And you've become something that I think even you despise. I think you look in the mirror daily and you hate what looks back at you. I want you to feel the way I do every day. I want you to wake up and be proud. Stand for something. Believe in yourself. Set a legacy for your family. Stop this. You're pathetic. Stop being pathetic. That's all I got to say. Anyway, guys, if you want to support people who support you, go to tigerfitness.com. We appreciate you. We love you. I hate doing this video, but y'all like drama on YouTube. I do all the videos on tutorials in the world. But this is what I feel. He blocked me. After calling me out, he blocked me. That's a bitch move. I'm a gangster. I'm a gangster. Bro, I've met gangsters. You're no gangster. You're no gangster. You're a studio gangster. That's not a game.